Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What is going on, Diesel Nation? We're excited to have you guys with us today on the Diesel Podcast. Today, I'm going to be joined by Mitchell. He was on the podcast a little ways back talking about lighting. And he owns a company that sells a ton of different light products. And it was really cool to be able to learn more about a need a lot of people have, whether it's for towing or off-roading, different ways people use them, and go through some tips and ways you can save some money and make sure that you get the quality lighting products that you need and also maximize your budget. So really look forward to being able to chat with him today. Before we get to it, though, I want to give a shout out to some of our sponsors. We really appreciate our friends over at Kershaw Knives offering a discount code for you guys. If you use code DIESEL20, you get 20% off site-wide, and it's something that they're offering just exclusive to Diesel Podcast listeners. So if you're interested, looking for something for EDC or hunting, the outdoors, just search Kershaw Knives on any search engine, or you can look on Instagram, Facebook. They've got a ton of different ways to be able to connect with them. Jump onto their website, check out what they have. It's a great way to save some money no matter what time of year it is and get some really cool gear. And no matter what your budget is, they got things to meet a budget if you just need something to throw in a toolbox or in the glove box, or if you're an enthusiast and are looking for a particular type of opening mechanism or blade steel or handle material, they've got you covered. Also, Dan's Diesel Performance, we appreciate their support over the years and all that they do for Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke owners. If you're in the market for a turbo transmission, tons of different upgrades, no matter what it is, they've got a really cool site. It's very easy to find what you're looking for. And if you have questions on a particular build, they're more than happy to chat with you guys. So check them out. Head on over to dansdieselperformance.com. Check them out on Instagram, Facebook. Head on over and let them know, what your plans are for your truck. If you're going to do a build or just looking to maintain it, they've got you covered. All right, let's get to today's podcast with Mitchell and chatting more about lighting products, ways you can maximize your budget, make sure your needs are met, and avoid some costly mistakes. Mitchell, welcome back to the Diesel Podcast. I definitely had a lot of fun chatting with you on our previous episode, learning about lighting. It's something that I don't know a ton about, other than I know it's really handy to have, depending how you use the truck, what you're using it for. But we have a lot of truck enthusiasts that listen. They're really into it, or they're looking to, do something with the truck or the trailer or their off-road rig or something like that. And there's so much to cover. So I'm sure this is going to be a great conversation. I look forward, to learning more about what you specialize in, different products that are out there to, help truck owners out there.
Oh yeah, dude. There's honestly so much. That's the really cool thing about lighting is it's not just vehicle specific to one thing. It's literally no matter what you have, you can light that shit up, side by side, truck, boat. It's just an application for everything to make it look cooler,
Yeah. I didn't, when I used to think of lighting, I would think of headlights and things like that, but going out with some friends, fishing or hunting or camping or something like that, and these guys would have their trailer set up or their side-by-sides, and I realized how much easier life is when you're using a vehicle or your truck a certain way, just to be able to see what you're doing, or really, I think, even just personalize, your setup, which we all want to personalize what we have, but then also get some utility out of it or some benefits. And that's where lighting really kind of fascinates me, as far as, it's come a long way, what's out there, how we can make it utilitarian, but then also, fit the style of the truck we have, the style for the build that we're going for.
Yeah, man. It's so true. There's two big main areas of lighting, right? There's functional stuff, which actually really helps you at night to avoid danger, see a deer before it comes out onto the road or something like that, just whether it's brighter headlights, a light bar or something like that. And there's the whole other side of the game where it's I want to make my shit look cool as hell. And I want everybody to just look at my truck when I roll down the street at night and be like, what is that? What are those? Holy shit, look at that. Take a picture kind of thing, And that's kind of I feel like that's the more fun side of it. And just kind of where anybody can just really go as crazy as they want to go in terms of attracting attention to their vehicle with lighting.
So when it comes to trucks, and I know it's the Diesel Podcast, we talk about diesel trucks, but this applies to so much more than just, 3/4 and 1-ton trucks, could be half tons, could be Jeeps, side by sides, other things. What are they really looking to do or accomplish? And what ways are you able to help them do that? Like, do people call in or email in or message in, say, hey, I need help, see my trailer when I back up, I'm doing stuff early in the morning, later at night. Or is it kind of 50-50 between I need to solve this issue and I want my stuff to look really cool? Like, how does it work when people contact you?
I would say like the majority of customers that we have and like people reaching out to us is they all have the goal of just making something look like custom, and they just want it to look custom, right? So I feel like a lot of the time it's kind of drive more towards something like rock lights or like some kind of accent lighting that's just like completely custom and just like not something you would normally see on a vehicle. It depends where you are, but like, I mean, where I live, man, like I got wheel lights on my truck, and when I go cruising around and shit, like nobody has that here, and it's just like so foreign when somebody sees it, and they're just like always blown away by how cool it is,
Yeah. With now, that's what I'm kind of thinking about. So if I have a truck, I've got the lift kit done, the wheels and the tires, I've done a couple performance things here and there, and then I want to make it stand out. What are some things that I could do to do that? Could you walk me through, like options that I would have? Like, I know about the wheel well lights. I've seen those are really cool. But then I think, well, what else could I do? What else could I make it, kind of custom to myself or how I want my truck to look?
For sure, man. Well, yeah, like you said there, the most popular thing by far, like that we've sold over the last 5 years is the rock lights. That's kind of just like a staple. And what's cool about the rock lights is like, you can kind of customize it in your own way. And there's better ways of doing rock lights, in my opinion. And there's like not so good ways of doing rock lights. And like one of the big mistakes that I find a lot of people make with the rock lights is that they'll get like a set of 12, and then they'll be like, okay, I'm going to put 3 in each wheel well, and that's what I'm doing for my install. Then you look at the truck and it's got light under the wheel wells, but then there's a bunch of shadows in the front under the middle of the truck. And it just doesn't have as good as an effect, I feel like. And what I always recommend people, if you buy 12, our rock lights are bright enough that you don't need to put 3 in a wheel well for it to be crazy. So I just recommend people put 1 in each wheel well, keep it simple, and then put 4 under the middle of the cab, 2 in the front bumper, 2 under the back bumper. And then when you look at the truck driving at night, since it has like a full glow with no shadow areas, it almost like it literally looks like it's hovering. It's like an effect of it hovering if it's dark enough out where you're watching the truck. And I feel like that's like the best way to accomplish just something crazy using rock lights for your build. And, that's kind of like the basis of where I kind of recommend everybody to start is like, look at rock lights. If you like rock lights, you can buy them and they're going to change to any color you want. You can just run pure white, kind of tailor towards your taste. If you want a little bit more of a clean build, I feel like people like going with the pure white just to keep it clean and stuff. Or like if you have custom suspension done, like custom powder coating, having a white light shining on that, displaying it at night is like bread and butter, man.
This is where it gets really interesting when I think of the diesel truck or the truck enthusiast, because on one hand, and I probably lean more towards this side, which is why I was really looking forward to chatting with you today, because I always love to learn more and understand more about the truck culture. But on one hand, you have like the performance side. So we're going out, we're buying, an aftermarket turbo or compounds, we're doing injectors, head studs, custom tuning, built transmission. We're making this custom setup for a performance application. But then what you just mentioned with lighting effects and a way that I can make my vehicle kind of be my own, it's more of an expression, I think, than necessarily going out and running a 1050 at whatever mile per hour at, a quarter mile track. It's just different. And my mind doesn't really work like that per se. Like I there's certain colors that I like, there's certain wheels that I like. I'm a huge American Force Wheels fan, so I've always loved their stuff. So I can appreciate like those designs, but now we're getting into lighting and getting into effects and getting into ways, like you mentioned, with the suspension, a custom suspension and powder coating, like how I can accent that, because I'm putting a lot of time and money if I invest into that. How do I kind of show it off, or kind of maybe not even show off is the right word, but maybe accentuate it, maybe pull people in. Maybe I'm at a truck show or something, or maybe it's a SEMA build or something like that.
Totally, man. And like one of the things I always tell people is like, if somebody goes and gets a nice set of American Force wheels, like how much do you think they're going to spend? Like just approximate, like
Oh,
on
eight
the low
grand,
end,
ten
like
grand more.
exactly, right? So if you're spending 10 grand on a set of these crazy freaking wheels, why wouldn't you spend 400 bucks and actually like just light them up and put them on display at night in a big way? Because you know, if you see a truck rolling around at night and it's got $10,000 wheels and it's dark out, you're not going to really see or notice the wheels that much, right?
Yeah.
And but if they have wheel lights behind it blaring through, it just like puts it like a light box around the wheel, and it just puts it on display in such a sick way. And it's like, why wouldn't you want to show that off 24/7, you know, especially at
Yeah.
night when you're at meets or cruising around and stuff like that.
Then even suspension stuff, you know, like I know SEMA wasn't that long ago, and you always see really cool lift kits, and the amount of detail that goes into the builds and the powder coating and the chrome and things like that. And yeah, if it's dark outside, you don't really notice any of that, you know? And
It's
it's like,
so true.
why not bring attention to it?
Yeah, man. And like, if you just look at any of those mods you just mentioned, like as far as custom suspension components and powder coating and all those little details, like they're just price wise compared to doing lighting is like, it's just nothing, man. Like lighting is so like down here in terms of price compared to like investing real big money into making your shit crazy. And one of the things that really like reinforced that everything I just said was I was at a Lifted Truck Nationals back in September, and they did like a burnout competition down the main drag of the town at the end of the show on the Sunday. And it, like any vehicle that went up and had a bunch of lights and wheel lights and everything and did burnouts, it looked like 10 times cooler than a truck that rolled up with no lights, man. Like not only can you just see what's going on, but like just the way it like lights up the smoke and everything, it just makes it so much cooler.
I was just thinking of something because if I think of maybe something unrelated to trucks, but if I'm interested in buying something or doing something, putting something together, I always want to see like a picture or a video or something of somebody who's done it before, because then it either tells me, hey, this is the direction I need to go. Not that I necessarily want exactly what they have, but I think, okay, this is kind of the setup I want. Is that a challenge to explain to people? When they call or message you and say, hey, I got my truck set up. I want people to, you know, notice some of the custom work I've done. Can you show them things or, you know, kind of point them in a direction and said, hey, I helped this person with, you know, this build. Check out how we, you know, we're showcasing his wheels or his suspension or something like that to be able to give them some ideas for their own project.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like at this point, like we've been in business for 5 years and we have such a like a vast variety of different builds and like stuff that we've that people have used our products on that I have literally like just this folder in my phone full of different pictures of like different applications. So it's like here's a truck with 12 rock lights on white. Here's a truck with 24 rock lights on white. Here's 26 by 16s lit up with our double rows, you know? So I feel like I can be pretty specific and just like showing people what exactly they're looking for. Like whenever somebody DMs us on Instagram and they're talking to us about lighting, like we just whip out these photos or like videos of kind of what they're after. And it just gives them like the ability to just really kind of see almost an after effect of almost exactly what they're kind of going to be getting without actually like buying anything first.
That's really cool because I find I get lost in the process of buying something if I can't visualize it either on my truck or a similar, you know, kind of setup or really whatever product it is. So I think that's really helpful because if I don't see that or I don't have a way to say, hey guys, can you show me like what this would look like or, you know, what are my options here? I kind of get lost because then I go somewhere else and I look at these pictures and then I forget about what I'm doing and I end up somewhere else.
It's so true, man. And like even with something basic like rock lights, like people go on the website and they'll be like, hey, these guys have a 4-piece kit. They have an 8, a 12, a 16, a 24-piece kit. Like, what the hell am I gonna get? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what we have on our website, we have a picture, and it's literally a picture of a 4-piece kit, 8-piece kit, like every different size of kit on a different truck, just side by side, so they can just see the intensity kind of increase. And then it's like, what kind of intensity do I want to have when I drive? And then it's like, well, 24 looks a little bit intense for me. I don't know if I want to go that savage on it. So like, I think the 12 looks good. You know, it just helps kind of have them be able to make an accurate decision with something that they're not going to be like, oh man, I just wish I would have got so much more lights, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really helpful. You know, what are a couple things you would say that people make a mistake when they're doing lighting? Like, is it, you know, either with something with install, is it, you know, maybe buying something that's cheaper and wishing they would have done more, or they overspend and they didn't really need to do that? Or what are some things that people do wrong when it comes to lighting and accessorizing their truck?
Yeah, that's a really good question, man. There was like three different things that popped into my mind as soon as you said that. And I was actually just talking with a friend about this yesterday, and we weren't talking about lighting. I forget what the hell we were talking about. We were talking about the difference between buying something cheap and then buying something expensive or more expensive, and kind of like what that looks like over the long term. And something that I do see happen a lot, and like, I mean, we get messages about this quite often, is that people will be kind of humming and hawing about, should I spend like $100, $150 and get an Amazon Rocklight kit? Or should I kind of bite the bullet and buy Adrenaline Off-Road, like from this company, right? From this brand name. And it does happen a lot where people come back later after maybe like a year or something, and they're like, these eBay Rocklights, these Amazon Rocklights, they shit the bed on me. And now I need to buy your lights. Now I'm ready to buy your lights, kind of thing. And something that I tell these people in the beginning is like, yes, you're going to save money up front, but if you buy our product, everything comes free with 2 years warranty, but you can also upgrade to lifetime warranty for really a small fee. So it's like, you buy one set of rock lights, buy a lifetime warranty for like $50. And dude, you don't have to ever buy rock lights again. You know what I mean? So it's like, how many sets over a 5 year period would you have to potentially buy off Amazon? And then what, you're going to be at like $500 after a few sets anyways. You might as well just buy it the first time with better warranty, and then you're kind of guaranteed to spend less in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there are so many stories that either I've heard from listeners or even people that I personally know, where like Amazon is so convenient for some things. I mean, I order stuff off there. Like if I need something, I get it the same day. But I had somebody that ordered, it was some turbo part. I can't remember what it was. If it was an actuator or compressor, it was something like that. And they get it, and then they had questions about it. And I remember they asked me, they're like, oh, well, you know, you kind of work with trucks or know people that do it. You know, can somebody answer this question for me? And I'm like, dude, you bought this off Amazon. Like, there's nobody for you to call. Like, I mean, you might be able to find them. You might get an answer, whatever it might be. But that's where I find when it comes to something that's kind of a specialty item or something that, you know, we love our trucks, right? Like, we love to do stuff with them. You want that support or that ability to say, hey, I think I didn't get, I think I need more, or I want to do this. Nobody at Amazon is going to answer that question for you or be able to help you with it. And so I think that's something that it pops up on the performance side, and I can see how it can definitely pop up, you know, on this side. And one of the things you mentioned was, you know, kind of about the quality or what goes into them. I think that's huge. You know, we were just talking about $10,000 wheels and these custom lift kits and things like that. We understand on that side, hey, I really like these wheels. It's from this company that I know. They make a really awesome product, or this lift kit. I want to invest in this. What are some things when you're looking at lighting, or that, you know, a truck enthusiast when they're looking at lighting should ask or be aware of? Because I think they kind of have a tendency to think, well, light's light, there's wires, it hooks up, everything's good to go. But I imagine that's not the case.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely certain things to look out for and certain things that are almost kind of like, I would say, misleading in terms of buying a product. And I'm just going to use rock lights as an example again, because it's like just kind of like the core staple product for aftermarket accent lighting, and like just the most popular thing and most universal application that I think most people like to use as a whole. And one of the really big things that I see people have trouble with or confusion about is when they're going to buy a rock light, there's like a certain percentage of people who like are like, okay, I want to have a white light. And then they see this rock light and they're not like, just the way it's marketed, it's called RGB plus W. And a lot of RGB plus W's that are out there, or rock lights in general, they market it as like having a white color. But in reality, the white color is just a prism white. So it's like a combination of all the colors that like looks like an off white. It's actually like purple or blue. And a lot of people out there, they'll get this rock light and they're hoping to have a white because it said it can go white. And then they get it and they're like, this isn't white at all. So it's like, that's something I actually wrote a blog post about, like, I think a year ago, is being able to pick out a fake white product or a fake RGBW product from the market before you buy it. And it's always good to see a picture of it. Like, I have this rock light right here. It's our newest rock light. And you can see in there, there's a white, or there's a yellow part of the diode. And yeah, the yellow part is what produces the pure white light. So like, if you're looking at a light and you don't see a yellow part, then it's not going to be producing a pure white. It's just going to be a blend, and you're probably going to be wishing you had got something else.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a huge thing, because you think of this image that, you know, you might have in your head of this setup you want for your truck, and then you know, spend a day, you know, installing all this stuff, and then you turn it on and it's like those old school like headlights where they're almost like that orangish kind of off-white, you know, color. You're like, man, this is what I was going for, you know.
Yeah, exactly, man. I think that's something that's like, it's easy to like get confused when buying stuff online sometimes, you know, especially if like they have a picture of their off-white and they kind of like maybe turn up the brightness a little bit, make it look a little bit different than it really looks in person, kind of thing. That's why I always think videos are so crucial to like checking out a video of the product you're buying before you buy it instead of a picture. Cause then like you're getting not only a more accurate image of like the color, but I think you also get a more accurate representation of like the actual brightness too, right? Cause anybody can take a picture of rock lights, crank up like the exposure, I think probably would do it. You crank up the exposure all the way and you're like, damn, those rock lights suddenly got 100 times brighter, right? But if you look at a video, you're going to, if someone cranks up some filter trying to do some shady shit, you can kind of pick it out easier, I find.
Yeah, that's a good point. I just thought of something to ask you. I think of putting lighting, you know, anywhere on the lower part of a truck, and, you know, we all live in different climates. I'm sure it snows where you're at, snows where I'm at. You know, there's there's just a lot of elements that are out there. And when someone's looking at lighting, what are some differences people might see as far as, I don't want to say like weatherproofing, but just something to be able to resist the snow, the sleet, the water, different stuff that they would notice, maybe not the first couple weeks or maybe in the first couple months that they do it, but a year from now, a couple years from now, what are some things that go into constructing these lights that will separate, you know, brands and options versus what somebody might find on like Amazon or just some site that's out there?
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. I would say for the most part, like most products you get are going to be somewhat waterproof, whether it's like a lower rating of like IP67 or IP68, whatever it may be. I think most things are pretty much sealed off and waterproof. But one area that I see things that aren't as consistent is with the wiring aspects of the product. Like, I know for a fact, like I always do like, what's it called? Like market research on products and everything, looking at competitive stuff. And I've seen this a decent amount in other companies, is they'll advertise a wheel light kit, but then the wiring, like it comes, you almost have to assemble it when you get it. And like the wiring is just coming out of the wheel light is just bare wires and everything. You got to like kind of do your own connections and everything on the kit like that. And, you know, if you don't make a connection right, or over time, like something gets into past your electrical tape or whatever it may be, then that's going to be probably like one of the weakest links, I would think, and easiest places to kind of see problems happen over the long term, where it's like on our products, we use waterproof plug and play connectors. And it's like literally you just plug it in, twist the thing on, tightens the rubber O-ring, and it's sealed. And it's like the amount of like customer error that can happen there is like so minuscule compared to if someone has to do their own wiring of any sort, you know, or like just direct hard wiring anything. It just creates a big potential for just like shit getting in there over time.
That is a really, really good point, because I imagine a lot of people, or if you're just browsing the internet, you don't know that, you know. It's like, you know, we look at the price and we look at the pictures and we say, okay, well, I'm going to save $30 or $40 or whatever it is and get this. And then you get in kind of over your head a little bit, or, you know, maybe somebody isn't really that familiar with wiring. They're not an electrician, or they haven't done this a bunch of times. And then you're sitting there on a weekend and you wanted to install this. And you're like, oh man, I've got to do this, and I've got to trust all my stuff versus just plug and play. And I think about that with performance, you know. I think of way back when products where you'd have to like tap a wire and then, you know, try to, you know, do stuff. And it's like, there's so many issues that comes with it, where, you know, on the performance side, it kind of transitioned to that plug and play where you're not, you don't have to rely on like my individual skills as somebody to do that for it to work right. Just take the guesswork out. And I think that's a huge part, you know, of doing something like this, is just you get it, you install it, and don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, man. You just try to like, we've tried to refine things and just to be as simple as possible, you know, whether it's just like adding a different kind of battery connector, like doing some kind of different hardware to attach the wheel lights, different brackets, you know, just always looking for like, where are these like tension points where people go wrong, or it's easy to go wrong on and stuff. And another thing that's like a recent update that we did to all of our products now, that is like something that if you're going to buy lighting for your truck, you'll probably have no idea if this is the case or not with the product that you're buying. And I got an example here. So most of the time when you buy a rock light, it comes with a wiring lead attached to it like this. And so like, let's just say, you know, at the end of the day, this is all electronics, and shit happens with electronics sometimes. It's just a matter of fact. And it's like, yeah, it doesn't matter how perfect it is, it'll just fail sometimes, you know, like your TV is going to glitch out one day, whatever, your phone's going to glitch out, whatever it may be. But anyways, this rock light pod decides to shit the bed on you one day. You got to go on your truck and undo 13 feet of wiring lead. You know, you maybe ran it so nice, you put looming around it, whatever it may be. And you got to rip it all out and redo it. Where with our products, we make it so there's an in-between lead. So if something ever happens with the product, you just unplug it at the end, swap it, and it saves you so much time if you ever have to change a rock light or wheel light. And that's something that, like I said, like you're browsing on a company's website, they're probably not going to, maybe you'll get lucky and you'll have like a photo of everything together. But most of the time, I think that's something that's kind of going to be left up to chance, but it does make a really big difference for sure if you ever have to change something.
See, those are the details that like you might not get when you're just out there browsing. Or what's really cool about doing a podcast is we can talk about this and you know, I can get a better understanding of how this all works. Cause when you said, well, there's 13 feet of wiring, and you know, I think, well, I would probably put, you know, wire loom around it and I'd tuck it up nice and everything. And then something happens, I got to be underneath my truck, you know. It, you know, knowing my luck, it'd probably be in the winter when it's cold or something like that. Be underneath trying to do something.
Man, we had to swap the battery in my truck yesterday, and it's not terrible here. It's minus 20 Celsius last night, and it's just like, oh dude, there's nothing worse than just freezing your fingers off trying to do some stupid shit in your driveway. Yep. I hate that shit.
And it's always like the coldest day, and you're like, man, really? You know, this day, this Monday or this Wednesday, or, you know, it's never like a weekend or something where you can wait for it. It's always, you know, early one weekday morning. And it's just, it's not fun.
Dude, it's so true. And like anybody out there who's watching this, listen to this, who has like a huge, nice heated shop, you are blessed. Do not forget that when you wake up in the morning. If you live somewhere cold and you have that, that's gold, man.
I'm sure there's some you know, people are listening and they probably, you know, they might have other kind of lighting needs that they have. And I didn't want to, you know, not talk about them or just kind of gloss over it, but what other kind of, you know, products do you have for, you know, maybe it's for a bumper, maybe it's for the bed, maybe it's for, you know, something else. Maybe it's a guy who hot shots or, you know, somebody who uses their truck towing, you know, day in and day out. What other kind of things do you have for truck owners like that?
Yeah, man, that's a good question too. So if we're looking at more of like a general lighting area, not so much like I want to have custom colors, custom, super custom look or anything like that. One of the more popular things that we have as far as that goes is it's a chasing tailgate bar. And, you know, you see a lot of those like cheap roll up tailgate strip lights on Amazon and stuff like that. But really the big difference about this is we ship it as a whole unit. It's like a 60-inch bar and it's solid. You can't bend it or anything like that. It's not going to roll up on you and look cheap. And we build this thing with 1200 LED chips in it. So it's just like literally just a 60-inch strip packed with LEDs. And you know how on a Mustang or whatever, it's like a sequential kind of like boop, boop, boop when it has like a turn signal, right?
Yeah.
That's exactly what this bar does when you put on a turn signal. It's like a chasing feature. So instead of just blinking and kind of being normal, it's a little bit more custom like that. And then it has like the reverse in it as well. So it's like when you throw your truck in reverse, you get a way brighter area glowing up in the back. You can see what you're doing a lot easier with that. So it's like, it's functional in the term that you can like see better and stuff with it. Vehicles can see you better or what you're doing. Like if you're trying to switch a lane and you got some dim red blinker that's like barely going through your housings, like you might have a higher chance of like clipping somebody or some shit happening to you. But if you had this blazing bar, it's like, I'm turning right. Like you're not going to miss that. And you're going to be a lot better off. Even just braking, you know, man, like throwing on your brakes at night. I remember not even that long ago, I was behind this car and like, it was at night and just their brake lights are so dim that when they put the brakes on, it almost looks the same as the running lights.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know. I just feel like people like that could get hit so easy, man, compared to having something that's like, it's almost like a safety feature to have an upgrade like that, you know?
It's really interesting. You mentioned that I was behind this Duramax not long ago and he might've had your product, but I noticed he was turning and the way it like sequentially, it drew my attention. Cause you normally don't see that when you're driving on the road. It's like, it just stood out to me. And then when he was braking, I'm like, I can tell he's braking. It's not like, well, did the lights get a little bit dimmer? You know, are they riding the brakes a little bit? Is something happening up front? Like I knew he was slowing down. And that's a really good point too, about just safety or just, you know, alerting people around you, you know, what's kind of going on. The roads are packed, you know, especially around the holidays, people are trying to get places, you know, do last minute shopping and stuff, or, you know, maybe you're on the road, you're hotshot, or you're out, you know, at night, or you're getting to construction sites earlier, and just being able to, I think, draw extra attention to, hey, I'm turning right, I'm turning left, or, you know, I'm slowing down. That's a good thing.
Totally, man. And like, if you look at it from a price perspective, like you could spend $100 on this product that makes your truck look cooler. And if that $100 saves you from getting in an accident and having all this like shit to deal with on your insurance and whatnot, like you're probably going to be like really happy you made that $100 investment if it could prevent that, you know?
Oh yeah. Well, and it's, you know, you think of the install or just, you know, putting it on your truck. It's something that's quick, effective. Has a lot of utility too, you know, for backing up, just being able to see, especially if you're doing it by yourself and, you know, do something early in the morning, later at night, and you're trying to, you know, just back up, you know, to a trailer or something like that, or just light up an area. There's a lot of utility there.
There absolutely is, man. And one of the things we always joke about too is like if people have to change their brakes and stuff like that or do any kind of work under the truck, it's like if you have rock lights, man, you just put that on and it's like a secret feature of having rock lights. It's like you can just see everything you're doing in the wheel well suddenly.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I know, you know, we like to save money when we can, you know, or kind of get a deal. What are there any kind of sales or promotions or different things you guys have going on, you know, kind of this time of year where, you know, somebody's like, I need to do this. I put it off forever. You know, now's the time, you know, I should either, you know, do this custom, you know, accent lighting that I want to do with my build, or I'm ready for some more utility with my truck.
Yeah, man. So right now, today is, I think it's December 19th today when we're recording this, but on the 26th Boxing Day, we do something every year. And this year it's 15% off the whole store. And then we have free shipping, but free shipping runs all the time on the website if you order anything $100 plus, because you know, bro, Amazon out there giving free shipping. If you want to charge $20 for shipping, that might be a little bit rude, you know?
I got to ask the question. It is, so I live in the United States and I want to do this Boxing Day special. Like, does it still apply to me, or is that just for, you know, Canadian orders, or how does that side work?
Yeah, man. So even though we're based up in Canada here, we literally have over 90% of our total customers down south across the border. So yeah, like we ship every day to the States, and it's like Canada's like just like a small portion of what we do, honestly, but it's kind of weird how that works out.
That's what's really cool about doing the podcast is I'm really a nerd with like stats and just looking at different things. And I always like to see, you know, where we're getting plays from, or, you know, where certain episodes, you know, do really well. And when we started this, you know, I thought maybe just a handful of people would listen in a couple of areas. And that's why, like, just doing episodes and talking about products, it's so cool. You know, I see people in, like, in Edmonton, Calgary, different parts of BC or Ontario listen, or Nova Scotia, and then different parts of the US, or even, I mean, Australia and Europe and different places like that. And
really, that's cool, man.
Yeah, it's one of the really cool things. Like, we're all tied together because we love diesel trucks, or we love, you know, Powerstroke or Cummins or Duramax. And, you know, I think when people listen, you know, like to our chat today, and they might be in Texas or Florida or Illinois, wherever it might be, like, man, I've been wanting to do this. So it's cool to know, hey, I can call up, you know, they're familiar with how to, you know, ship things here, they, you know, answer the questions that I got. It's just so cool how trucks can kind of, I guess, in a way, make borders disappear. And it's just about, you know, truck stuff and what we want to do with it, and customize our setups.
Yeah, man, that's definitely one of my favorite things about being in the field that I am, and like having this business in the field that it is. It's like, before I started this business years ago, like I always had that passion for trucks. And like, before I had a truck, I would see a lifted truck and I'm just like, man, if I can only get a lifted truck one day, I'm just going to feel like the coolest guy ever. Like, I'm just going to feel like a boss. Right. And it's just like, just having like such a strong passion about what you do and what your business is, it's just the best case scenario. And like, it's really cool how like you can just go meet somebody at a truck meet or something who's just as passionate about whatever as you, and it's like instantly you're just buddies, you know. Like, it's, I think we do have a really, really cool industry just as trucks as a whole, and customizing our vehicles.
That was something I'm definitely going to take away, you know, from our chat today and think about more, is the artistic side of it. And I know there's a whole part of the truck industry, and I think it really kind of shines at SEMA and some of the other events that are around the country, where I've overlooked it for most of the time I've been interested in trucks. I was always kind of interested in going fast or making a power number or something like that. But as it evolves, I think, okay, you know, new trucks aren't cheap. So people are spending $100,000 plus on a truck, and then they're spending, you know, $10,000 on wheels and however many thousands on the lift kit and these other things. It's like, okay, now how do I keep customizing it? It's not like you're done there, you know, there's still more you can do and ways you can kind of accentuate, you know, what you've done to the truck. And that's really kind of opened my eyes a bit to some of the possibilities that are out there.
Yeah, man, there's an endless list. Like, I know for me personally, I have a list on my phone and it's like truck mods 2023, you know, like this is all I want to do this year. And like every year there's always a new list with a bunch of new shit on there that you had no anticipation of ever doing to your ride, you know? So I feel like that's one of the coolest things too about being in this industry and like having a passion about what we do, is like, it's truly endless what we can do to it. And like, you know, if you think you maxed out on everything you can do lighting wise, have you done anything performance wise? There's a whole nother world of mods. Yeah. And like, cool, fun, expensive shit you can go spend your money on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what was really cool about chatting today. And even when we were talking about this episode, you know, beforehand a little bit, it's like, to me, this is a whole new realm of it. You know, I think the utility side, I've had a little bit of experience with towing or just creating more utility. But then I think, man, there's this whole other side to it. I know people are listening and they're going to fall into one camp or the other, or they're like, hey, these guys were just talking about ways I can highlight, all this money and time that I spent getting the right ride height and the right stance and the wheels and the tires and get everything, you know, set up. And so, it's just, it's so much to think about, you know, customizing it and setting it up. And that's what I really loved about our first episode is I kind of went down a rabbit hole after we were done with it. And I was like, I didn't know all this. There were all these options for lighting or what people would ask, like feedback, you know, listeners had like, hey, I've been thinking about doing this. You know, what's the weatherproofing life? How do I hook it up? What if, you know, something happens and I need to redo something or I want to change it? How do I do that? And it was really cool. So I appreciate your time today, you know, answering these questions and just kind of opening up my thought process to how do we customize this or how do I get more utility out of making my life easier or the safety aspects that you brought up with, you know, turning and braking and things like that. So now I've got even more to think about when it comes to truck customization.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And there's honestly so many like just little things that people don't ever consider or nobody ever talks about in terms of like the accent lighting, which is the world of Adrenaline Off-Road, right? Is like rock lights, wheel lights, starlight, and that's our forte. But there's so many things that people don't, first of all, they don't even think of because maybe the people selling the product don't use the products. But second of all, people don't talk about it. Like, for example, with the wiring leads, right? That's just one uncommon piece of knowledge people don't usually touch on. And if you ever want to learn more about that, I devote a lot of my time every day to posting on our TikTok page. And like, I do these types of videos where I just focus on like these topics or these features that aren't so common, you know, like what's the difference between a double row wheel light that has two rows on the outside or one that has one on the inside, one on the outside, explaining how that's better, how it's different, showing how it's different with actual proof and like examples, you know? So if you ever want to learn more about that, probably one of the best places to check it out is this adrenaline.offroad on TikTok.
That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up because it's such a helpful way to be able to see and understand these things. It's just a quick video. Just to see it and it, you know, depending like kind of how we learn, like I'm very visual. So when I see a video of something and someone explaining it, okay, I get it. But talking about it can be harder for me to, you know, understand. Okay. Like when you were mentioning how you do the leads, you know, okay, I can see the difference between 13 or 15 feet of wiring and how I'm going to have to unravel all that versus, hey, you gave me this little spot at the end in case I need to change something. This is how much easier it is. It's, you know, like burned in my memory now. I understand it. I get it.
Oh yeah, dude. And like, these are just general like things that will help people with their buying decision. You know, it's not like necessarily like we're the only people online who have this. You have to buy from us. It's like, man, just look out for this shit because it'll make your life easier, right?
Well, if somebody's got questions for you, maybe, you know, very specific ones, how can they reach out to you, like on Instagram or email in or, you know, call, just be able to ask maybe some custom questions or say, hey, do you have any pictures of, you know, a 2021 F-250, this color that, you know, kind of had this setup on it. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, man. I would say the best place to reach out to us is shooting us a DM on Instagram. Our Instagram is Adrenaline Off-Road Outfitters. And we're on there every day, except for the weekends, just answering messages nonstop. So we'll definitely get to you on there. And if not, then email us at info@AdrenalineOffroadOutfitters.com.
Awesome, Mitchell. Well, I appreciate your time today, like I mentioned earlier, and look forward to chatting with you again. I always love to get feedback from the audience and see questions listeners have, and I'm sure I'll hit you up with a bunch of other ones here in the future and chat with you. But yeah, thanks for giving me some things to think about and understand more, you know, about lighting and customization and kind of that whole artistic or utilitarian, you know, way that we can approach lighting.
Oh yeah, man. Well, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate having the chance and the platform to kind of share some of this knowledge and stuff about lights with people, because it's my world. And at the end of the day, like, I just love talking about it and sharing what I know.
Don't forget, Diesel fans, make sure and head on over to Kershaw Knives. Check them out on Instagram, Facebook, use your favorite search engine. And if you're in the market for a knife, use code DIESEL20. It's a great way to save 20% off purchase of an EDC knife or something for the outdoors, or maybe just something to throw in a toolbox or drawer, something you might need around the house. They've got a ton of different options no matter what your budget is. Also, if you're in the market for turbo transmission, fueling upgrades, or just need to do some maintenance, make sure and head on over to dansdieselperformance.com. Check out what they have. If you have some questions about a build, or maybe just picked up a truck that's new to you and you have some questions on maintenance or ways to make it more reliable, they're definitely there to answer your questions and make sure that you get set up and make sure the truck lasts and does exactly what you need it to do. I want to give a shout out to some of our Patreon supporters, Tyler Lowen of 23 Diesel, Caleb, John, all of our Patreon supporters, all of you who listen on podcast apps, subscribe on YouTube or on our Discord. We appreciate your support throughout all of this year, all the years we've been doing the Diesel Podcast. You guys keep us going, keep everything fresh, and give us ideas for new episodes. So if you have one, make sure and comment on YouTube. Let us know. You can send us an email, comment on our posts on Instagram or Facebook, and we look forward to bringing you guys some really cool episodes as we go into 2023. Till next time, keep the shiny side up.